Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Kuf Beis, Erevin 102. And on today's Daf Yomi, we're going to go to the Mishnah on Kuf Beis, Amud Beis, on 102B. We have a Mishnah which is continuing a discussion of the Gemara with some of the distinctions between the laws that relate to the temple and the laws that relate to the rest of the country. So our Mishnah talks about somebody who got a wound on their hand and they put a bandage on it, which has some ointment on it before Shabbos, and then for some reason became removed, and then they want to return it on Shabbos. So it says our Mishnah, Machzir and Ratiya b'Mikdash, that if the Kohen, if he had a bandage on his hand and he took it off in order to engage in service in the temple because he doesn't want an interposition, because if there's an interposition between the hand of the Kohen and the utensil, it's going to be disqualified. Because it says v'lakach ha-kohen, Leviticus chapter 4, verse 25. And we see from here that you need to have, the Kohen has to take it actually in his hand. So he took it off the bandage and now he wants to put it back. So under these circumstances, we're not going to say it's going to be prohibited, the Kohen can return it back, because the returning of the bandage is just a rabbinic prohibition, and under these circumstances, the rabbis did not make a decree. The Gemara in Beitza Yud Aleph from Abayis explains that the reason is not because of the principle of there's She'en Shvus B'Mikdash, that there's no rabbinic prohibitions in the temple, and therefore they allowed it to be returned, but the reason is because sages allow the end on account of the beginning, meaning to say that the sages were worried if we're not going to allow him to return it at the end of his work, he's not going to remove it, and he's going to do his service with it. And so therefore, the only reason, the person we allow it for, is for a Kohen who does his service on Shabbos. So that is the principle. That's the explanation. So back to our Mishnah of a lo b'medina, but we do not allow a person outside of the temple to remove their bandage in other places outside the temple. And the reason is the rabbis prohibit it because we're concerned about the prohibition of the marech, that you might come to smooth it, that you might come to try and smooth it out, the ointment that is on it, and make it even, or memachik. It's one of the 39 prohibitions, and so therefore it'd be considered like it's smoothing it out. Some want to say that this is the prohibition of, like, some people have a prohibition of using, or Moshe Feinstein is very strong, not to use toothpaste. So some people say like you're squeezing out the toothpaste, so that will be part of that prohibition. And if he didn't have this wound on Erev Shabbos, and the Shabbos the Kohen wants to come and put it down for the first time, b'tchilah kam v'kan aser, in both cases it's going to be prohibited at the start of Shabbos, because this idea of a rabbinic prohibition on being allowed in the temple was only allowed for the purpose of serving in the temple, and putting the wound on for the purpose of the Kohen and not for the purpose of the temple. So Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara records in the Braisa, Ritiya Shapir Shami Al Gabi Maka. Let's say the wound fell off, the bandage fell off the wound, machsiros of a Shabbos, you're allowed to return on Shabbos even outside, because the falling off of the bandage, that's not common, and so therefore the rabbis did not make a decree about it. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, even huchaka, that even if it just like became dislodged, that if it fell completely off, then it would be prohibited. But if it just became a little dislodged but it was still on the body, then we could put it back on. If it was below, you push it up. Or if it's above, you push it below. And so too, Megala Miktas Haratiya Mekanech Biyamaka, that you can uncover part of the wound and clean off the wound itself. And so that's what you're allowed to do. V'chozer megal mixes ratio mekaneach piyamaka. And so you can keep doing that, like cleaning off the bandage. V'ratio atzma lo yekaneach, but the wound itself, the bandage itself, you can't clean out. V'mneishim memarech, because that's considered like you're smoothing out the ointment, and that's going to be a problem. V'meirech hayav chatas. And if you do that, you're going to be liable for a sin offering. So says Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the law is like Rabbi Yehuda, who prohibits to return a bandage that completely fell off. So says Rav Chista, Lo shanu el shapir shel gabi kli. When Rabbi Yehuda said this, that was only if it fell on a utensil. Aval pir shel gabi karka divrei kol aser. If it fell on the ground, everybody say it's prohibited. So it says Amar Mar Rav Ashi, I have a kamina kame abba. He says, I was one time standing in front of my father, and nafale abe sadja, and the bandage fell off, and it fell onto a pillow. Kamahadu, and he put it back. So Amino, I said to him, Wosavar Wamar. He said, I said to my father, don't you agree with Hadam Rav Chista that which Rav Chista said, which was Machokesh Apirish Al Gabe Kui, that the dispute is only when it falls on a utensil, but if it falls onto the ground of Apirish Al Gabe Karka, it's Asar, it's going to be prohibited. So we see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's prohibited to return it even when it fell on a utensil. Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel said the world's like Rabbi Yehuda. So how could you return it? Amar Lehu Shmuel, he said, I didn't hear it, which means, meaning I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that approach, if that's what the dispute. But I think that they're arguing even under those circumstances that they're only arguing where it fell on the ground, but where it fell onto utensil, Rabbi Yehuda would also allow it. And so therefore, Mar Bar Avashi's father would allow it. So this idea that he corrected his father, there's a whole Gemara discussion in Kedushin. How is if a son sees his father doing something incorrectly, how's he supposed to correct him? So what Rashi explains based upon the Gemara in Kedushin, which says you shouldn't say, my father, you're violating the Torah, God forbid, but you say, my father, there's a verse that's written like this. That's what Rashi says. And the Rambam says that that's also not appropriate, but you should rather say it as a question, where in the Torah does it say that this is allowed? That's the proper way to do it. That even if you see, God forbid, a violation of the Torah by one's parents, the Rambam says you're not allowed to say to them that it's wrong. You have to ask it in the way of a question.